Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Naughty Tales. Yes, it's time for a sweet, sexy story that I know you're going to enjoy. Oh, meow. Meow, I just want to say, baby, we are on season 4 of this podcast. So welcome to season 4 of Naughty Tales and Toy Stories. So we're going to kick off season 4 with Naughty Tales, and we're probably in the season with a few toy stories. So that's where my mind is going. But we've got plenty of episodes and content that needs to be created. So welcome, welcome, welcome. If this is your first time tuning in, again, my name is Jaylana Stevette, the author, and I write erotica. And I love writing erotica. But anywho, what I do also is the church announcements. So let me get the church announcements out of the way. My social media handles, you can follow me on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette, the author, and on Jaylana Stevette. I'm also on Instagram at Jaylana _ Stevette. I am on Twitter at J, just the letter J, Stevette. And then I'm on TikTok, y'all, at J-A-Y Stevette. And those are all of my social media handles. You can also pick up the latest copy of my book, Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. It's been out since about April the 15th, y'all, or April the 30th. And baby, listen, I've sold almost 300 copies already. I am so proud of myself. So if you like a little bit of urban erotica, you will love that. It's the Chronicles of Tabby, and Tabby tries to turn a fuckboy into a boyfriend. And that shit goes real bad, real quick, y'all. So yeah, you want to pick that up as well. But anywho, now that I got all of the pleasantries out of the way, we're going to dive right into tonight's story. Now, tonight's story actually was inspired by one of my previous lovers, and he knows who he is. I told y'all this was Naughty Tales, and he's so vain. He wanted this podcast to be about him. He was begging to be talked about. So, as the goddess of erotica, baby, I gotta give you what you need. But anyway, the names have been changed to protect the naughty. But to my previous lover, you know who you are. This podcast tonight, Room and Board, is dedicated to you. I guess we should get right into the podcast. So, after a brief message from our sponsor, Spotify, we'll get right into Room and Board on Naughty Tales. When I decided to rent a space for my sexy social media content, never did I imagine that the experience would be so pleasurable, especially with a Facebook connection, go figure. His space and everything about it was amazing. The size of the home, the view, his touch, his cock. Oops, did I mention that? I stroked his cock strictly accidentally. I stroked that man's cock because he stroked all of my body so good that I couldn't help it. I guess you're wondering what I'm talking about. Well, I needed to rent this space, and when my photo shoot got hot and heavy and I had it for the night, boredom snuck in. And when the owner stopped by to check on me, well, 2 weeks before, when I got dressed to head to the pool, I received a message from a Facebook friend. He was responding to my inquiry to rent an Airbnb-type space for my photo shoot and an overnight stay. He left his number and told me to call him. I looked at his name, Richard Brown, and went to his profile. I saw pics of him and social events and real estate conferences. I knew we followed each other for a while, so I knew he was legit. I decided to give Richard Brown a call. Hi, is this Richard? Jaylana, is this the Jaylana Stevette on my phone? I can't believe it. Yes. I was responding to your comment on a room I could use for a photo shoot. Call me Rich, baby. Call me Rich. So, you coming this back this way for a photo shoot, huh? Oh, this should be good. I wanted to connect with you anyway on some business stuff, so this should be perfect. Business, huh? Okay, so what did you have in mind? Well, I've been managing my son for a while and wanted some ideas on increasing my social media presence. And well, since you are the goddess of erotica, and now I have you on the line, I feel like it's perfect timing. But I don't want to put the cart before the horse, beautiful lady. Tell me, what is it that you need? Well, you see my content, so I need a space that can be decorated really sexy for the next set of content. But since it's also a late night shoot, I also need a place to crash. I would hate to get a hotel. You know how hotel rooms are. Not my thing for photo shoots. I get you, Jay. Well, you know, I own a building in a historic part of the city, so the interior and the exterior is very antique and classy. Well, I love to see the decor. Richard asked to FaceTime so I could take a virtual tour of the place, which was perfect. I also noticed when Richard got me on camera, he flirted a little. It was cute, and so was he, in an older gentleman kind of way. Rich was about 10 years older than me, which was something I wasn't accustomed to in dating anyway. His flirting was harmless, though, so I paid him no mind. I gave Richard the dates that I would be in town, and he sent me a contract, and I sent him a deposit. Our business transaction was complete, and I prepared for my upcoming trip in the next couple of weeks. When I arrived at the day of the photo shoot, I was impressed with the home. It was a big stucco building with a huge front porch and a winding driveway with a private entrance to my room, which was more like a mother-in-law suite. Richard appeared and introduced himself. He was about 5'10", brown skin, and a little round in the midsection. He didn't look to be almost 60, though, and I was impressed by his charming personality. Richard gave me a tour of the suite, which had its own bathroom, huge sitting area, and a beautiful kitchen with a huge island. My mind was racing with all the ideas my photographer could come up with. I smiled. As Richard showed me the bedroom, he said, "Well, I hope you like the suite. And just to sweeten things, I've thrown in a complimentary massage." A massage? Yeah. Did I tell you I was real good with my hands, Jay? Oh, a massage from you. Oh, okay. Now, Richard, call me Rich, baby. Richie, Rich. Okay, Rich, do you really think that's appropriate? I mean, I'm just saying, after a long photo shoot, your body might be exhausted, and it would be my honor to rub down the goddess of erotica. I couldn't help but laugh. Hell, we both did. I knew this man was harmlessly flirting, but I also knew he was serious too. And the way my body was set up, if this man gave me a massage of any kind, I knew that it would end with me riding his face. I think he knew it too. My mind began to wonder. I had never slept with a man older than me, especially that much older. And I wondered what it would be like. I took another look at Richard. Not bad, I thought. But for the sake of business, I respectfully declined the offer. If you get bored and change your mind later, let me know. I'm telling you, a massage from Daddy Rich might be just what the doctor ordered. We both laughed again, and I prepared for my photo shoot ahead. My photographer ended my shoot close to midnight and extended an offer to go out and celebrate. I declined. I was partially exhausted from the travel to the preparation to the shoot itself. I kind of wanted to stay in and unwind from the day. I said goodbye to my photographer and took a shower and put on my signature Snickers booty shorts and matching tee with no bra. I pulled my hair up and rolled a blunt and prepared for my chill. As I thought about how nice it would be to have a drink as well, there was a knock on my door from you know who. Richie Rich himself. I was relaxed and bored, so I figured, hey, what the hey? I opened my door to see Rich with a bottle of tequila in his hands. I said, you must have been reading my mind. I was thinking more like wine for a wind down, but this will do. I like tequila as well. Well, I know you from your live videos. You like to mix tequila, and to be honest, it's all I have. Jaylana, I got you. Well, you might as well crack it open and have a drink. I got the glasses and Rich poured the tequila. We talked about my photo shoot and some business ideas he had while we smoked and drank. While I smoked and he drank. My body got a little warm. I was relaxed and he knew it. He said, so Jay, you so sexy, girl. What's up with that massage, baby? So was this your plan all along, sir? Nah, Jay, but I ain't gonna lie. The thought of rubbing you down has crossed my mind on more than one occasion. Well, I'm sure it has. I took another drink of tequila, prepared myself for what was about to go down. I was gonna let this man massage me. Damn, I'm such a freak. So what's up, Jay? You know what? I'm gonna let you rub on my booty for just a little bit. Just because. We both laugh and head to the bedroom where I get ready for my full body massage. What happens when you try to turn a fuckboy into a boyfriend? Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. As Tabby takes a ride on the back of her young hottie's motorcycle, little did she know that she was in for the ride of her life. Love's journey with Jaquan was full of surprises, highs and lows. Tabby tells her story of love's journey, and how a love so simple turns into something so complex. Love's journey turns into love's lesson. And Tabby comes face to face with the person most in control of her happiness. Tabby. Almost Happy tells a tale of love, romance, and erotica in an urban fashion. What happens when you turn a fuckboy into a boyfriend? Tabby's tale takes a look into love, sex, and conflict with the bad boy as she finally struggles to be happy. When we got to the bedroom, Rich grabbed an oversized blanket and laid it on the bed. He connected his Bluetooth to a sexy playlist that started with Let's Chill by Guy, old school. In a way, it was kind of nice to hear. He asked me, is the music okay? I know you like some of the newer stuff, but I find older music does the body good. The lyrics, the insinuation of pleasure, wouldn't you agree? So for this full body massage, you can address fully or down to your bra and panties. It's up to you. I like how you slipped in the possibility of a naked massage with the discussion of old school music. Very smooth. We laughed. We both knew I would undress to nothing. This man was lighthearted and fun, and so I imagine if he was just as playful in the bedroom. I undressed slowly as he watched. Rich undressed too, and I was pleasantly surprised. Rich grabbed the baby oil and told me to lay on the bed on my stomach. He wanted to start with my shoulders and back. Rich applied baby oil to my back and let the oil drip from the bottle to my backside. I giggled a little. Oh, you ticklish, huh? Just a little. Rich began to rub the oil in my back and moved his hands to my sides and began to tickle me. I laughed hard. Stop, Rich. Okay, I got you. The goddess of erotica is ticklish. Who would have known? Rich begins his massage by applying deep strokes into my shoulders. It felt really good. This man wasn't lying. He was very capable with his hands. I laid there and allowed him to massage my back and shoulders. His hands traveled to my ass. Rich squeezed a bottle of baby oil on my backside and began to stroke. Damn, your ass looks so good with this oil, baby. My pussy tingled as he massaged. Rich moved his body closer to my backside. I could feel his hardness against me. An audible moan escaped me as he continued to massage. His hands traveled back to my back and shoulders. Rich rubbed his hardness against me, massaged my ass again, spread my cheeks apart as he massaged, played with them, placed his manhood between my cheeks, massaged my shoulders again. My wetness oozed from both places. This is one hell of a massage so far. Rich told me to turn over on my back. I turned over and sat up on my elbows. Rich applied oil to my front side, rubbed it in, caressed my nipples. I grabbed the oil and applied some to his body, stroked his nipples in tandem with the oil. Now he moaned and his manhood visually thumped. I rubbed his nipples, his stomach, his pubic area. He moaned again as the wetness of the oil dripped on his Johnson. I wanted to stroke him. It was calling to me. Rich applied the baby oil to my lower area, and I did the same. I laid back on my elbows again. Rich massaged me from my breast to my kitty, rubbing my body, bringing it to sensual heights with his touch. I laid back and let him nestle between me. He leaned in for a kiss. Our tongues danced for a minute as I grabbed his manhood, massaged it as he kissed me. Rich moved his hips back and forth, allowed his tip to touch my opening. I kept hold, rubbed his tip against my wetness. We looked at each other as we played like that for a while. I looked at him and licked my lips like I wanted him inside me, allowing his tip to stroke my clit. He moaned and gave a look as if he was being tortured. His eyes begged to be in my pussy. I played some more. His eyes begged again. Rich grabbed a hold of my twins and lightly sucked. My clit throbbed against his tip. We moved our hips together as he sucked my areolas, took them in and out of his mouth. I stroked his Johnson against my clit, increased the speed, found my opening, allowed him in. Rich looked at me, stroked slowly as his eyes rolled back into his head. My pussy got wetter, just knowing this shit felt good to him. Rich got on his knees next, pulled me on top of him, dick still in my pussy. I moved my hips and grinded deep, felt every inch of him as Boo Boo Kitty pulsated. I bounced up and down, felt every sensation. Damn, you got some good pussy. I want to see you cream. I moaned as I bounced and Rich switched positions again. I was flat on my back with my legs hiked to my ears. Rich stroked me, moving my ass in a swirl on his cock. That shit felt amazing. Come for Daddy Rich. Baby, I know this shit feel good. You know, they say that consistency is key. And I've been on this podcast for, I started it back in July 2019. Did a little bit with it, only the intention was to just put a couple of my excerpts out there from my book to promote my book. Then I came up with the idea of Sex and the Single Girl blog, which is now the Toy Story segment. And I had some fun doing that, you know what I mean? And then it evolved into the Naughty Tales. And since I started writing the Naughty Tales, I have seen this podcast grow from 4 to 7 countries tuning in to now 58 countries. So consistency is key. But what I'm saying to you as my listeners, over the past few months, I haven't been consistent. I have not been consistent, and I apologize. And your listenership means the world to me. So I am committed to bringing you a sweet, sexy story every 2 weeks without fail. I might even bring in some erotic poetry and add another weekend. So you, if consistently, you'll get 2 to 3 weeks worth of content from me. And that is my promise to you. Why? Because I value your listenership and I want to continue to bring you these amazing stories. Meow. Baby, listen, I'm just going to be real raw and candid. You know that I am your sweet escape from your reality. Every sweet, sexy story has the potential to take you to highs and to lows. I've got 2 books out there. I've got Getting Back to Happy and Almost Happy, both the Chronicles of Tabby. Ready to release 3 more books in the next 365 days. I got this hot, steamy podcast that I know that you guys are enjoying. I've got a lingerie line coming out soon, later than sooner. But all of these things and so many more are what make me, Jaylana Stevette, unapologetically a whole motherfucking vibe. Meow. Rich said, come for Daddy Rich. Baby, I know this shit feel good. Rich took control of my legs and pounded. I yelled, oh shit. That's right. He continued to pound. Rich picked up the tempo. He pounded and stroked. I moaned and I yelled, oh God, I'm coming. Yeah, baby, let me see that cream. Rich looked down at me as he continued to pound. I looked too to see my creamy goodness all over his dick as he went in and out of me. I moaned. His strokes in and out rubbed against my clit again. And I came again. Oh, shit. I'm fucking the shit out of this good pussy. You like how this dick feel, baby. Oh, yes, daddy. Call me daddy rich, baby. Daddy rich. He pounded and stroked my pussy. Leaned into my body. My legs, nowhere to go. Submitted to his strokes. He pounded and stroked. Fucked me hard and fast. I yelled and creamed again. And he stroked and pounded. Fuck me harder, daddy. Fuck me harder. Rich picked up the pace and went in hard and deep. I yelled again. You about to come again, baby? Oh, yes, baby. Oh, yes. Let's come together, baby. Rich spread my cheeks apart and pounded. Kitty taking it all in. I yelled in submission as he grinded and stroked until his manhood released inside me. Rich rolled over and lay beside me to catch his breath. We both laughed. A few short minutes later, he gave me a quick kiss goodbye on the mouth and promised to check on me in the morning. I left that historical home the next morning feeling relaxed and refreshed. I hopped in my Benz, opened the sunroof, and put on my favorite song on my playlist as I drove off. About an hour later, my phone rang, and I looked at my Bluetooth. It was Rich. I answered. Girl, you know you got me pussy whipped already. Rich, what? I'm serious, Jay. I called my homeboy and everything, told him about that wet-ass pussy. Watch out now. He might want some. Jay, I'm fucking with you. So when you coming back, girl? I don't know. I have to let you know. Well, whenever you're in town, I love you. Seriously, I love to see you. But not just for pleasure. I got a little business to discuss, too. Yeah, we never got around to that. So, I tell you what, let's keep in touch, okay? We ended the conversation, and I laugh again at the fact that that man said he was pussy whipped. I turned my music back on, felt the sun beaming on my shoulders from the sunroof, and smile at the amazing adventure that has become my life. Hola, mommies and poppies. We are at the end of our segment tonight, and you know how we do. I say a huge thank you to all of the countries that are tuning in to this amazing podcast. And baby, listen, we have added two more countries since we last came together. So I want to thank France and Korea for joining this Naughty Tales. Now, France, I heard y'all get real freaky deaky over there. So I'm hoping that y'all are listening. And again, listen to this amazing podcast and tell everyone you know so that this amazing podcast can continue to grow. And if you can't tell everyone you know, tell at least two people you know so that we can continue to get it. Poppington, meow, meow. So anywho, let's get all of these pleasantries out of the way. Of course, I want to give a shout out to all of my men listening because real talk, it's like 73% of y'all listening and the rest are females, non-specified and then non-binary. So I am so glad to be able to cater to you men out there. It's hard. It's a tough audience. Men are a tough audience. And to be able to capture and captivate you, it is definitely my pleasure. Meow. So, let's give a shout out to the men. Let's hear it for the boys. Anyway, so I'm giving a huge shout out tonight to my men that are tuning in because without you, y'all keeping this podcast going. So I want you to know, men, I appreciate you. Ladies, I appreciate you too. But it's the men that are showing up for me. Meow, meow. So anyway, I want to thank all of my listeners in the United States, the United Kingdom, in India, Australia, Canada, Japan, New Zealand, Germany, Indonesia, Nigeria, China, United Arab Emirates, Malaysia, Romania, the Netherlands, the Philippines, South Africa, Kuwait, Sudan, Denmark, Brazil, Singapore, Israel, South Korea, Iraq, Switzerland, Malta, Spain, Portugal, Taiwan, Ireland, Pakistan, the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, Turkey, Italy, Puerto Rico, Hungary, Sweden, Kenya, Finland, Norway, Russia, Belgium, Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, Iceland, Chile, Latvia, Thailand, Macedonia, Slovenia, Hong Kong, Mexico, Austria, Peru, Poland, France, and Korea. Yes, we are 58 countries strong. Meow, meow, me motherfucking yow. So I want to thank you guys for tuning in and just loving what you hear. And again, tell two people that you know so this amazing podcast can grow. Baby, listen, your support means everything to me. Until 2 weeks from now, I'll see you then.